Let's take a shot now.
Let's take a shot for the motherfucking partner. What up, partners?
What up, partners?
Toast to the most. So welcome to all the partners listening. That was a nice little taste of a lovely birthday celebration. I think the biggest question on everybody's mind tonight, besides why two motherfuckers in this room ain't wearing a shirt, is...
One word, homie. Confidence, homie.
Yo, Andres.
And it's also hot in here.
Andres, everybody wants to know what you wished for on your birthday. Tell us, it's not going to come true.
You know what?
You're willing to take that risk?
No. If you tell us, it will come true.
No, that's the truth. We're going to take out loans and make it happen?
We're going to amplify his dreams into the universe.
How are you going to amplify his dreams?
Because of your magnetic connection lines of the grids that are all over us.
Okay, let me ask
you. He's been smoking indica all day.
I want to ask somebody here a quick question.
All
right. And when I ask you this question, you got to just like go. Quick response.
Okay.
Whatever comes to your mind, just like free form, just let it all out.
Yeah, okay.
Now, the question is as follows. What was the craziest dream that you ever had?
Driving on the highway, seeing myself fall asleep and I can't control it, and I'm falling asleep now, I know what's going to happen next.
You had an outer body experience in your dream?
No, like I'm driving a vehicle and I can see myself from a different point of view falling asleep.
So you're watching a movie of yourself driving.
That means something.
I'm driving.
You said you saw yourself.
I'm driving a vehicle and I can feel myself knowing I'm falling asleep.
POV?
Like the partner says, is it an aerial view?
Yeah,
it's like a drone.
Just like,
are you almost driving it yourself?
I'm driving and I'm scared that my eyes are closing and I don't know what's gonna happen.
Is it your car? Wow.
I think if you see yourself from an aerial view, somebody once told me like
you're watching scenes,
it's like bad.
No, like I see myself driving and my eyes like this, right? They're closing, and then I'm in myself, so are you me, like where I'm right here? Okay,
And I'm seeing.
So it's me in a dream.
POV is it POV?
POV. It's I don't POV. Know what that means.
Point
but,
of what? You don't watch porn?
Point of view.
Yes, you watch porn.
Okay, it's POV.
Point of view porn. That's when you pretend you're the guy because the camera's on his head.
Yeah, but the reason why I'm seeing myself is because I'm not necessarily falling asleep because I'm asleep already. So in my dream, I can see myself doing this. Like from this point of view.
Feel yourself. Feel myself.
And I don't know what's going to happen next.
Did you have your tattoos on? Did you have your tattoos on?
Oh, look at my
heart. I heard that when you dream, you don't have your tattoos on.
You know, dreaming is more of a, is a lot, is a feeling.
Yeah. Dude, that's a true story though.
The dream is a feeling. You're also feeling it, right? Part of it, you're feeling it.
Yeah.
And then you're also
watching it. But they represent something as well.
But what does it mean?
Right.
Well, let me tell you guys.
Big pot, not go.
I took a ride on the motorcycle with my brother Bob, and you know, the next day we woke up and I was by myself in a tent in the middle of Mexico somewhere. And you know, there's an old man who comes in, and he comes in and he has no teeth and he's got a fucking...
What is he wearing?
He's wearing just a regular
white
shirt.
He's wearing a bandana,
you know,
too.
Bandana.
Yeah, for sure.
And he has a snake in his hand.
It's a red bandana.
He's skinning the snake, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And he looks at me and I'm waking up trying to figure out what's going on. I see like dead snakes hanging with fangs in the fucking roof of the tent. I'm like scared, kind of, you know. And by the way, I was dreaming about my buddy who got killed by a plane that crashed over him during recess. So it was all pretty scary for me when I woke up. So anyways, what happened was the old man's like, mijo, como manecites, borracho. ever since then, I call that the tata laugh. You ever do the tata laugh?
No. I do.
I was in the crap stables in fucking Vegas, and me and my cousins were there. I told him about the dream. I said, do the tata laugh. So the whole night, the dealer kept fucking telling us to stop doing the tata laugh because he thought it was a signal of some kind. He's like, I'm sorry, you can't do that anymore.
No way.
So every time we would like talk, we'd be, aha, take a drink. Then they're going to the pit boss comes over. He's like in the micro, sir, can you repeat? He's trying to fucking be on the walkies telling him about our tata laugh.
And there's like 7 security guards watching you like,
yes.
upstairs
yes.
with like 10 cameras.
Yep. It was crazy, bro. So anyways, I'm in fucking Mexico. He tells me, como manecistes, borracho, right? And I fucking wake up. I'm all fucked up and shit. He's skinning a snake, and you see the balls of the snake.
The balls.
The testicles. Because he pulls it from the skin, and the only thing hanging from the fucking snake is the testes, bro. Swear. They're almost as big as Big A's. Big A's always in the pool, so I've never been able to tell for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, shake your wee-wee, man. Shake your wee-wee, man.
Shake that thing down. Shake your wee-wee.
Hey, man, you want those tickets, man? Shake your wee-wee, man.
So when I fucking woke up there, he starts preaching to me, and he starts telling me about my nightmares. My brother finally showed up. I'm like, what's the big idea, Bob, leaving me here with this old man? He's like, don't worry.
I told him about your dreams.
I told him about your dreams. He's a curandero. He's going to help you. So he starts interpreting, right? And he's like telling me about...
It's Woody Woodpecker.
So he says, he's like, you know, a dream is like a snake crawling through its dead skin. To die is to awake. To live is to dream. Ooh, he's like, wow. He handed me a talisman. I made of rattlesnake and painted all cool and shit. And he said, it's a good luck charm. It'll protect you. So ever since then... I've been on several airline flights, and I've never crashed and died because of that talisman. One day, me and my buddy Bob, my brother Bob, got in a fight. He ripped it. I put it back together. I had an award-winning album called La Bamba, Donna, and...
Come on, let's go and do it again.
Remember, he's like 50 takes, Richie.
That was a spiritual moment, guys. Guys, spiritual moment. At the
50 takes? I didn't hear a difference in one of them. What's up, partner?
What's up, partner? Woo!
I felt it, and I went with it.
You know what was really cool about that movie is that this scene where he really gets down on the guitar.
Oh, the beginning.
But
audition.
He brings his little shitty ass.
Yes.
And these guys in a
act
garage.
Act it out. Ready? Okay. Yeah. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Richie. Richie's the Silhouette. Hey, Rudy, man. This is Richie.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing? What is that?
It's my amp.
Yeah, well, it looks like something threw away.
Yeah, well, it's mine now.
It's Saturday night, and I just got paid. I'm going to rock it up. I'm going to rock it up.
Yeah, man, so that's my dream, like 24/7. All day, every day. That's
to be Richie Valens?
No. I'm him. That's my... I have lucid dreams. Have you ever heard
of... dream was a real dream.
Have you ever heard of the power of lucid dreams?
For the record...
What is that?
Well, we talk about it on 19.1, the Chimney Effect with Big A and DJ R. Mora.
Oh,
DJ R. Mora swears that every single dream that you have, there's a door right when you fall asleep. And if you enter that door... You're able to fucking fly like Superman and be Neo in the Matrix, and you will control every part of your dream.
The power
I've
of the mind.
I've had those dreams where you could control what you want to come
What did
next.
You do? What did you do when you had that dream?
I don't remember, but we're talking about the topic.
Andres.
I remember having the choice to be able to do that. Well, because in some dreams you don't.
I was surfing the gram earlier, Instagram. And all of a sudden,
pornogram?
Not that one. That was earlier. But I was surfing the gram, and then you know how they have like sponsored fucking ads. You know, So all of a sudden, it's scrolling down, and it says lucid dreams, and it just has a picture of a motherfucker flying through the LA River in downtown like Superman, and it says buy this goggles and it like a mask. When you fall asleep, it helps you. It's guaranteed to help you do a lucid dream. If you buy that fucking mask or the goggles.
Why? No way.
Dude, I swear, bro.
It's for a new experience.
It's probably,
dude, we got to get it, dude.
It's probably bullshit, but maybe it shows you the way to the door that DJ R. Mora was talking about.
In the mix.
You know what I'm saying? What you never had a dream where you can control everything you do?
Right? Yeah, but seriously, though. That's
real quick, Avengers or DC Comics? Go.
I'm going to go Avengers.
Wait. Yeah. Isn't that the same thing?
No,
DC has like Justice League.
Avengers and DC.
Stan Lee is spinning in his fucking grave right now, coming out saying, I'm Stan Lee. I'm making a cameo. And Sledman doesn't know shit.
Don't understand.
Where's this from? Stuttering Stanley, Stuttering Stanley. Where'd you hear that from? Stuttering Stanley.
That's Stand By Me, Christmas. Stand By Me.
No.
Wait, don't say it yet.
Stuttering Stanley.
Billy Madison.
Where'd you hear that? Who you been talking to, huh? You been talking to someone?
Wait. Is it an 80s movie?
80s or 90s? No, it's like 90s, late 90s. Late 90s. Dope-ass movie. Everybody was fucking...
Who's killing Gilbert Grape?
Wedding singer.
Grape?
Who's killing Gilbert Grape?
Wedding singer.
No.
You guys are way the fuck up.
Wait, don't say it.
Stuttering Stanley.
The movie, it.
Close. Very close. Very fucked. The same guy from It Part One, I think, with the ponytail comes out in that movie later in life.
Damn, it sounds so familiar. What is it?
Stuttering Stanley. Man. It was the great M. Night Shyamalan who made The Sixth Sense.
Remember,
he's in class? He's in class and the teacher's like,
teacher starts stuttering. Yeah.
Well, the teacher hasn't stuttered in years. Nobody's called me that in over 25 years. Yeah, well, you're Stuttering Stanley, and all you used to do when you grew up was stutter. Holy shit, Sledman.
Stuttering Stanley.
We just had a Sixth Sense moment right now, dog.
Stanley. Like I'm talking about. Damn.
You
guys, you don't remember that part?
Yeah, I do, but the ghost didn't like that right
Stuttering there. Stanley. Do you guys ever get called names as a kid? Like, did you ever get bullied?
I think that's a part of being a human and growing up.
Andres, you ever that ever happen to you?
Yeah, actually, it did.
What'd they call you, bro? No shit.
Yeah, it was this Filipino dude that was like.
You were bullied by a Filipino dude?
Yeah.
What'd he look like? Give us draw a picture real quick for the listeners.
Well, I'll draw a picture of the setting.
Okay.
Because the Filipinos used to hang out by like this tree. So they called it the Filipino tree.
No shit.
And they all hung out and congregated there. And this one guy, he was playing tennis. He carried a tennis racket all the time. And
Wait. You were bullied by a tennis player? Yeah. Filipino tennis player?
Yes.
Holy shit. That's some sad fucking news.
It got pretty crazy that I even told like our local security guard about it.
And what? Like, yeah, what grade, bro? Fight me.
I was in seventh.
Oh, shit.
But I was still pretty small. This guy, like, towered over me, and I was, like, scared shitless.
Gosh. Damn, bro. Well, do you have anything you want to say to this? What if he's a partner listening?
But... To describe my age, when I was in seventh grade after school, they would sell Pizza Hut pizzas by the slice for 25 cents.
How much was gas? A nickel?
I would ask kids for 25 cents.
What? 25-cent pizza? I don't know, dog.
But if you've ever had a grilled cheese sandwich with gotija cheese.
Oh, right.
They make grilled cheese out of those?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit.
Just extra fucking cheesy. So
that's just right. Better than pizza cheese.
Yeah, it's way better than pizza.
Mm-hmm. Mozzarella.
Do you know how Armenians call little pizzas? You know what the translation is for that?
No.
Anybody?
No. Mm-hmm. I know that I once hung out with System of a Down.
What do their sounds, their songs sound like?
Wake up! Wake up! You want to! Wake up! Yeah, that was tight.
That was sick, dude. We're just rocking out right now.
That was sick.
I think Michelle Obama ended pizza in schools for good. I really do, because I'd be asking, you know, some of the kids, like, what'd you guys have for lunch today? We had Subway. We had an artichoke avocado salad. You know, they're really healthy these days.
Yeah.
I wish I would have grown up during this, you know, time period, because then, you know, I'd probably have a body much like Big Ace. Maybe even Andres's body.
Whose is this? Mine?
Yes, that's your shot. I want to take a moment to just illustrate the environment here. Me and Sledman, you know, we're currently hanging out, fucking around, wearing a black polo, looking sharp. Louis C.K. Right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, Big A launches a shirtless fucking podcast.
Yeah.
This guy is so infatuated with his inner and outer self that he got Andres to go shirtless as well.
Hell yeah.
Now, I want to take this moment to go ahead and score each of your bodies based on BMI. You know, body... Or actually, you know what? I'm going to go back and I'm going to change it to TMI, because motherfuckers don't want to hear about, you know, what you're currently wearing. There's no shirts allowed in that side of the table.
But if you really think about it, partner, what is BMI?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I explored the Sirius table of elements, and I never quite understood the last seven, because the last seven weren't part of the original table of elements. They were only later discovered and added.
So the periodic table is out of order?
Periodically, it can be out of order. Oh my gosh, man.
That's genius.
Yeah. So Sledman is back and ready to rock. Let's hear what Sledman has to say. Welcome back, Sledman.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Sixth Sense chair just happened right there.
You know when you turn the dial just mm-hmm. a little mm-hmm. bit, all of a sudden you get something, a little feedback coming back at you.
When you,
you don't have to turn it much.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
So, Andres, how was your birthday, bro? How was your birthday, though? Fuck. What'd you do? Look, when I always made a pact with myself, I said, when I get in my upper 30s, you know, by that time, I want to do five things. All right.
What is that?
Number one, shake the hand of a living president. Okay, that's number one.
For real?
It doesn't matter who it is. Okay?
Yeah, that's admirable.
That's pretty lame.
Yeah, no, I've always wanted to meet the president of Vivid, the adult entertainment industry. You don't want to shake that motherfucker's hand because he's doing big things, you know what I'm saying? Second is, if I can't meet the president of Vivid, I'm going Bang Bros all the way because I like what they're doing with the auto within the auto industry. And they're bringing back GM one bang. Gang bang bro scene at a time, you know,
the authenticity that they bring to the table,
the quality of visual.
Yeah, you know, me and my buddies are just driving around, and we saw you, and it looked like you needed a ride. You know, what would you say at that point if you were in Bang Bros? Go.
You need a ride.
So you see this guy without a shirt on. His name's Andres, and the guy who's behind him, lathering himself with random herbal cannabis oils. That's Big A. Do you like any of these two guys?
I mean,
she didn't say anything. She's fucking starstruck. She's starstruck.
To Andres.
So happy birthday, Andres. Glad to have you on the podcast.
Happy birthday, dog.
Happy birthday again.
Adactivo tequila, homie.
Orale. You guys remember that?
Remember that one time we were drinking and everybody stopped but me and Andres? Hey, where's your sunglasses at?
So one time I was hanging out with these partners and they were a little bit faded and they just didn't shut the fuck up. Hey, take off the arm. We'll take a quick break so we can fix that shit. What up to all my partners back there? That was a word from our sponsor and a short chronic break. What up to all my partners? What up to everybody listening? What up to everybody that's chilling on the motherfucking freeway? I know. Trust me. I know. We feel your pain. Look to the left. Look to the right and say, what up, partner?
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 That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So we're celebrating the infamous Andres, the infamous motherfucking
Happy
Andy.
Birthday. Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of? You guys ever seen The Simpsons? Where that dude who's like,
Lisa, yeah, but he's not. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Lisa!
I wish you loved me.
Yeah.
I wish you love and peace and heaven harmony today.
Woo!
Lisa,
it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa!
Lisa, remember that? You playing the bongos and shit? What up? That was actually season 6, episode 4, scene 3, I believe.
So what's crazy is that was the electronics that held us at that time.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
and
shit.
And it was like a TV, but like now people don't just, kids don't just sit down and watch TV.
No, they don't watch picture boxes. Videos. There's no more picture boxes. You know, now
what do you
it's
mean by picture
selective,
boxes?
You
know,
a picture box. Showing.
Remember, TV? Remember,
like we used to watch pop-up video.
Remember when George McFly got ran over and Marty showed up at Lorraine's house? And he's like, yeah, we got a TV in our living room. We watch it all the time. You have more than one TV? You guys must be rich.
Oh, shit.
Nobody's got two TVs.
Nobody's got, yeah. Yeah, remember that? Ah, ah. What the that's fuck? That's George McFly. That was George McFly. I'm John Travolta walking with some paint cans like a badass.
Sledman, yeah.
So Sledman.
I the Sledman here. Sledman is back. These motherfuckers make me laugh. Hey. My sides are hurting.
For those of you who've been wondering, where the fuck is Sledman? He's been muted. Like a fucking, like a vanished.
Like a villain.
Like a like vanished. A
Joker. Oh, wait. I had a recent nearly torn Achilles tendon.
Achilles.
So I came across.
I'm trying to figure out his accent.
A good
trying to figure out where he's from. New York. Yeah, Canada. You sound like a Canadian.
Like
you
ever, Canada, right? Hey, shout out to the Canadian listeners out there.
Hey, Sledman. Were you ice road trucking? Were you ice road trucking when you tore your Achilles? How'd that happen?
You gotta move. I had to get out and pull and push the semi truck across the Alaskan tundra,
frozen tundra. Yeah.
Yes, was with my feet. So I happily tore my Achilles.
How about that one time I put it backwards though, like this?
Big A smoking
like this. Brain. No, like this. Look at
Big A smoking the pipe backwards.
CBD.
Like lighting. You ever light a cigarette backwards? Don't lie. Don't fucking lie. You've been drunk enough to light a cigarette backwards.
A joint backwards.
There's no such thing.
Yeah, sometimes I have to agree joints, with Andres. Think about it. Sometimes.
There's a back. Wait.
You about it.
Okay, so
like,
I'm picturing.
Well, is it better this way? You get more flow this way or this way? It's sometimes a little more narrow than others. It's like, is this way a little bit better?
So I want to talk about something that me and Andres were conversating about earlier.
Conversing?
He started going on a rant about today's society. Why did you go on that rant earlier? I told you to save it for the show. Go.
Okay, so I was driving down the 605 freeway and I saw this billboard that was glorifying this new show that was going to come out on Netflix called The Godfather of Harlem, right? And then Breaking Bad just came out with a new movie.
What is it called? El Camino?
El Camino.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you think about Breaking Bad, that was a crazy movie too. So I just feel like society glorifies drug lords and they want to see action and killing and murder and profits being made, right? So when I saw that immediately, I was like, didn't you guys already make a movie out of this with Denzel Washington? Now you're turning it into a series.
That's right. He was in the original Hoodlum with Lawrence Fishburne.
And we live in Southern California, right, partner? So we're in the Southern California.
Yay, yay. We be clubbing.
But if you really think about it, why aren't they selling or showing other videos on how to fix all the tents being built on the sidewalks? But think about that. We're not a society that educates our people.
Society. I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this. I'm a voter. I'm a registered voter.
Positive things.
I'm a registered voter. Okay. And then about 4 fucking years ago,
an epidemic.
There was a half cent tax. The half cent tax was all about taking a half cent tax from every LA County citizen, and taxing them so they could, you know, fix the homeless problem. 4 years fucking fast forward, nothing has changed.
Because half a cent wasn't enough.
I asked Big A this question on episode 5. If you were to come in with like a $40 million, what would you do with your money? How would you spend it? Andy, go.
I would try to hide it as much as I can because I pay child support.
He doesn't want
to
know it. He doesn't want to know.
Like bury it somewhere.
Okay, you would bury it like a treasure. Would you make a treasure map?
No, I would try to like liquidate it.
40 paces to the end zone of the Charger Stadium.
Fuck the Chargers,
though. And then what I would do is I would hire 20 Mexicans to sell my elotes.
What the fuck? He's going to go into the elote business. He's going to dominate the elote market.
Can't get a motor science for Sledman.
Wait, is he going to give him medical benefits?
You know what I would invest? I would invest in the human
trafficking.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Part yes. You
Sledman,
would human traffic.
Tread carefully,
human,
Sledman. Tread carefully.
You would traffic them to another planet that was just like Earth.
He's not
just
only,
like Earth.
Where's it at though?
He doesn't not only want him in our country. He wants him out of our fucking fucking planet, dude.
Whatever Megatron's away, it took. I wouldn't invest in the technology to get you why? There. Hey, only because they have, it's just another Earth.
You could make up currency. You can get all the technology you want.
If someone you guys has seen that knowledge, that movie?
Hey, they got it, dog.
You guys seen that
they
movie?
They already got it, bro. We just don't know about it.
Matt Damon, where he shrinks.
Gold bars.
Remember that movie, Matt Damon, where he shrinks himself? And they're like, your currency, your 100 yeah. grand is worth yeah. 4 million yeah. in the yeah. world. Yeah.
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 So
yeah.
I shrunk myself and I still had a big cock.
You know, and the good thing about that is that there is no size you can't shrink yourself to. You can always just cut damn, it in half.
That's
you can always so he cut says it in you half. Got a little
how the fuck is that true? What that evidence? Is
you have no evidence. Always
you say
cut
your little
it in
cock
half.
Is bigger in a little city.
You can listen to him.
Hey, egg sandwich.
I apologize to our listeners. You literally just learned nothing from Sledman's rant. Big A, what you got, dog?
All I got to say is, like, straight up, dog, you don't know what the fuck's going on. He's like, hey, the technology, the shit that you imagine, that shit's already been done. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They just want to expose that shit to the average civilian.
We're
you know
dinosaurs. Is-
and if you don't think it's true, because you're scared.
Did you guys hear anybody who went on that Area 51 raid? Do you know anybody?
The Area 51.
You didn't know anybody who did that shit?
No.
I did it in GTA 5. It was dope.
It was like Rush Area yeah. 51.
I stole the fucking F-14 Hornet.
You can't kill us all. that was the power behind it.
Okay.
We can't get all of us.
So some people were going to die. Up. Some people were willing to die. That's your fucking...
It's like
so
civil war. That's like... fuck you, motherfucker. We're going to get that Slide shit down. Right here, Slide right down. Now.
He's talking. He's dialoguing the next Civil War.
Troop oh, shit. Troop oh, shit.
I'm You're a fucking here. Rider. You here. Can't deny right it. Here. I'm a you fucking real OG. Don't fuck with the real OG. I can't deny it. I'm a fucking rider. You don't want to fuck with me. So that was the only way I knew of how to shut Sledman up.
Partner.
Don't let me down.
Oh, shit.
I just want to say this was the best birthday.
Yeah? Hey, dude.
Skins again, shirts.
Hey, Andres, we got to have you back, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
You got to come back on the show when Sledman and Big A haven't. They're fucking wired. You don't understand. They've been eating no dose all day and drinking coffee. They're wired as fuck.
Can I say something to Ronnie Cash? Ronnie Cash.
You want to say something directly to Ronnie Cash?
Yeah, to Ronnie Cash.
Go for it, bro. Shit, let him know.
You know, Ronnie Cash, leg for leg, I run faster than you. I jump over you and I make three pointers. I dash to the right. I dash to the left.
Holy shit. So it's like a Christmas carol.
I welcome Ronnie Cash to the Patna Show podcast on the Patna channel.
Is that a challenge, Scar? Is that a challenge?
Damn.
Is that a challenge?
Oh.
Ronnie Cash challenge time.
Push-up challenge coming soon.
Your firemen carry him down.
Friendly
a burning building.
Competition.
I challenge Ronnie Cash to hop on my back and I'll do 25 to 50
push. Whoa.
Ronnie Cash, you heard it here first. The infamous comical What a Patna podcast is inviting Ronnie Cash and Andres to come out and do a challenge. And I want my special broadcaster, Sledman and Big Tither, saying what's up. I want to say what's up to all my partners out there. Have a great fucking day. It's your local partner on the podcast giving you a few words of wisdom. Number one, don't ever let anyone put you down because they don't belong in your life. It's okay. It's okay if they tell you you're fucking up. But after that, move the fuck on and rise up.
If they ain't on your team.
Because I'll rise up. That's what I'm talking about. So Ronnie Cash, we welcome you on the show next time. Andres, welcome for coming. Everybody out there, what's up, Patna? Thank you for coming. Sledman, take it away. Words of motivation. Then we go to Andy. Then we go to Big A. Then we have a motherfucking great day. Sled.
Thank you, Patna. Thanks for having me on the show. We had a great-ass motherfucking time out here on this Friday night. Getting ready for the weekend because we look forward to the weekend. Why? Because we want to be happy.
This is the Patna here. Thank you very much for inviting me to out here to the Patna. Patna Network Patna.
What up, Patna?
What up, Patna? Always wear your seatbelt. And if you call Uber, stand in the middle of the street.
Moms against drunk driving. Can we get a better message for our partners out there that want to look like you with their shirt off?
I wanted to just give a shout out to Al Bundy with Yes, Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to add to that, Mr. Andres, about the back to the seatbelt thing. I think it's really important that actually people wear their seatbelt. A lot of people just don't want to.
I'm guilty. I don't like my seatbelt. Yeah.
And for the most part, it really does save lives. For the most part, right? If you don't be that part of the majority, then you're going to live. You're going to live a little bit more.
I want to say what's up to all my partners out there. Have a great fucking day. It's your local partner on the podcast. What up, partner?
What up, partner?
Oh, thank you.